Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Are you working? What kind of work do you do?
This is the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Touchdown! 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 Georgia!
Now, here are your hosts, two-time All-American punter Drew Butler.
Drew Butler, leader in the country in punts 49+. See if he booms this one. He does. Wow!
And Rose Bowl, Sugar Bowl, and SEC championship-winning quarterback Jake Fromm.
Lee Flicker to get the night started. Downfield looking for Godwin into his hands.
Now, with the latest from around the SEC and the world of college football, it's the Punt and Pass Podcast.
Dogs are winners. A national championship for a new generation of Bulldogs.
Victory is mine. Yeah, surprisingly, I've been laying, waiting for your next mistake. I put in work and watch my status escalate.
Your cornballs get stormed.
Welcome in to the Punt and Pass Podcast. I'm your host, Drew Butler. Join alongside my co-host, Jake Fromm. Be sure to follow us on social media at Drew Butler. He is at Fromm Jake. We are at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. Head on over to puntandpass.com, the number one destination for all things college football. What is on Punt and Pass? It's got our blog up there. It's got our picks up there. It's got our partners up there as well. It also has our merch. I'm rocking our new rope hat that just got back in stock. We've got golf hats. We've got tour visors with our Punt and Pass logo on it. Go check it out. Great for game days. Great for the golf course as well. Jake, yours should be literally in your mailbox. I'm a little upset you're not wearing it right now, but I'll forgive you. I will forgive you. How are you, man? You have a test tonight. You have a test at the University of Georgia tonight. Tell us what subject it's in and how we can help you.
Oh, man, doing good. I got a test tonight. Like you said, FINA 4000, Financial Institutions and Markets. Going to learn all about banks, all the institutions, the Federal Reserve, all that stuff. You know, the Fed, they raise the rates, 75 basis points. Not good.
A lot of basis points.
Trying to level out as much inflation as they can.
Look at you.
Trying to do good. Trying to know what I'm talking about here so I can help other people be better at managing their money.
Jerome Powell, thumbs up or thumbs down. I mean, he's trying to get us out of a recession or at least keep us away from one, but it seems like they're getting pretty aggressive with the rate hikes.
Yeah.
What do you think, Jake?
Well, it's kind of tough. It's a very tough position because the government, just getting a little conspiracy here. The government has basically just dished all responsibility onto the Fed. That wasn't like the idea of it. They were supposed to be the last resort, not, oh, hey, it's those guys, put it all on them. And so basically people in government, they just wanted to be voted in. And so they don't want to have that responsibility of actually having to do any fiscal policy.
Yeah.
So they just say, hey, this is y'all's problem and go worry about something else.
All right. I love that you know the difference between fiscal and monetary policy. And that is your you know, financial tip of the day from Pump and Pass. So thank you very much, Jake Fromm. If you are watching on YouTube, you'll see just how blown away I am. My facial expressions when Jake was just giving us the intel there. Well, good luck on your test, Jake Fromm. This episode of Pump and Pass is presented by our awesome partners over at Prize Picks. If you are doing well with your personal fiscal policy, then get on into Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app. Go to prizepicks.com. Use the promo code PUNT. Talk about great fiscal policy, 100% deposit match up to your first $100 when you use the promo code PUNT. Payouts are instant. You can win 10 times your money in one day. And the hashtag BetTheFromm, which hit last week,
help
line your pockets. We'll get into that a little bit later. But tell your family, tell your friends, prizepicks.com. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. Cross-sport entries. Major League Baseball playoffs are right around the corner. Braves and Mets have a huge series inside Truist Park this weekend. College football, NFL football. It is the best. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. My buddy Mick Hamilton from Icon Source, Jake, he told me, he was like, dude, my buddy from Florida came up because of the hurricane.
Yeah. In Atlanta, man, that is some serious stuff going on.
And his
there.
Buddy was like, have you heard of Prize Picks? And Mick was like, heard of it? Absolutely. Did you use the promo code PUNT? And the kid was like, ah, no. And I was like, dude, you got to get people to use the promo code PUNT. That is obvious. Got to. So, it is free money. Let's dive into Three and Out.
Let's do it.
We got some really good news and storylines before we get into an awesome slate of games this weekend. Some really good games in week five. Saturday is the first day of October, so happy October to everybody. But Jeff Collins, first down, officially out at Georgia Tech. I know we touched on this on Monday's episode, but it's official now. Jake, he has been let go. So has the athletic director, Todd Stansbury. We're going to touch on this because it's right in our backyard, right? 28 miles away from me in Johns Creek, probably about 60 miles away from you. You're in Athens. But get this, dude. Okay. News broke Sunday. The Board of Regents, the Board of Directors was having a meeting. Jeff Collins was going to be let go. Probably Todd Stansbury was going to be let go as well. But it wasn't official. And the reports are that Jeff Collins was inside the football facility on Monday in like a defensive staff meeting, game planning for the Pitt game this weekend. They had to go in and be like, hey, bud, you're fired. We got to get you out.
Man,
so
that's,
I don't know where I just knocked over the mic. I don't know where the communication breakdown went, but this has turned into a complete debacle.
Oh, that's tough because I could just see it now. Hard-headed football coaches. You know, I'm not gonna leave until they come in and they pull me out of here. You know,
that's
how committed I am to the program. So I'm sure probably a little bit of that was going on. And basically he's like, oh, I've heard the rumors. I've heard this, heard that, but I'm not leaving until I hear
unless
it.
Unless I've been told.
And this person. And so, hey, respect there, being able to walk in the building and do that. Also, respect for even taking the job a little bit, going into it. You know, you're going to be a sacrificial lamb a little bit. Now, you would look like a complete genius if for somehow, some way, you were able to really turn that around into a good program. So it's the risk he took. Sucks for it, and we'll see who's going to be the next head coach there.
Yeah, we'll see who's going to be the next head coach, but I agree with you. Like, unless they tell me, I'm going into work. And I would highly doubt that the first thing Jeff Collins does on a Monday morning or a Sunday afternoon after getting absolutely beat down for 3 weeks in a row is go check Twitter or even corroborate a Twitter report. Like, unless your phone rings or somebody comes and tells you you've been let go, you're going into work. That's what you've been signed up to do, and especially – I think this is why he was there. If nobody told him and he knew that his buyout was $11.37 million or whatever it was, I would do everything in my power to make sure that that could not be held against me. Like, he didn't come into work. He wasn't officially fired. We have some sort of language in this contract in which we could back out of it. So I'll give a hat tip to Jeff Collins. Yeah. The man's committed. He wants to make it happen. I'm not sure this is 100% true, but that's what was being reported today, that he was in the facility on Monday and they walked in. He was like in a defensive staff meeting, game planning for Pitt this weekend. They're like, bud, you've been let go. Those Twitter reports, they were actually
true. They are true.
So Angel Cabrera, Angel Cabrera is the golfer, the Masters champion, the former U.S. Open winner. I believe he got a U.S. Open, but Angel or Angel Cabrera, same name, is Tech's president. he came out and made a statement of how committed they are to the football program. And Jake, let me just tell you right now, it wasn't the most convincing statement. It wasn't exactly, if I was a Georgia Tech alum, I wouldn't be like, yes, we will be back under the guidance of Angel or Angel Cabrera. Could have used a little bit more oomph, could have used a little bit more moxie, little bit more persuasiveness in his speech, but we'll see. We'll see.
But is that just Georgia Tech though? In a nutshell,
I'll plead the fifth on that one.
Yeah,
it could be. But some of the names that are now being brought up, one has picked up a lot of steam recently, is one that I actually kind of like, and that's Bill O'Brien. Bill O'Brien, the former Houston Texans head coach, the former Penn State head coach who got Penn State out of the Joe Pa / Jerry Sandusky mess. You, of course, referenced Jerry Sandusky 3 weeks ago, which I will never forgive you for. But he has the experience of taking a team out of turmoil and a program out of turmoil and bringing them back on path. So what are your thoughts on Bill O'Brien, who's currently assistant at Alabama?
I just don't know if that's the job that he would want, in my opinion. Been a head coach with the Texans, been on staff. I think he's probably going to look to go bigger, but I don't know. Maybe he has to do that one before he goes bigger. One that I saw on Twitter today that was pretty interesting was running back coach Dale McGee.
Dale McGee. What are your thoughts on that? You obviously know Coach McGee really well. Is that something that he'd be interested in? He is a hell of a recruiter. He could really leverage Atlanta and that entire scene at Georgia Tech. Do you think he'd have interest in that?
I think recruiting wise, I think he could do it. I think he could compete there at that level. He has a lot of pull in the state of Georgia.
Yeah,
he recruited some unbelievable running backs. He's been around the state of Georgia. There's a lot of high school football coaches. And so recruiting wise, I think he could get some guys in there. I think for him would just be about putting a good staff together. And I think if he could put a good staff together, I think they could be really successful.
Yeah, the success certainly is in the staff. Dell, highly respected, a great recruiter, a lot of pull in the state of Georgia. Could be interesting if Tech were to reach out. Deion's still getting a little bit of love. I like Jamie Chadwell at Coastal Carolina. We'll continue to monitor the situation, but hey, Jeff Collins, $11.37 million richer. Probably why he went to work on Monday. I do not blame him for that. All right, let's go to second down.
Talk to me.
We'll stay on the topic of head coaches. I'm sure you saw this because I sent it to you, but Lane Kiffin in a press conference the other day, they have a huge home game against top 10 ranked Kentucky this weekend, calls out the fans. Calls out Ole Miss fans, said, hey, we're coming running out of the tunnel, and it looks like a high school game inside Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. That's tough to hear. He says, look, I've gone on social media. I've done this for 2 years trying to rile up our fan base, get them behind us.
The Realtree camo, this and that.
Yeah, that is sick.
It's awesome. I mean, I like it. But they're trying. I mean, they're trying to do whatever they can to get the buzz going. And They're a good football team. They're not a great football team, but they're a good football team right now. So I don't understand why they don't have people out there in the stands.
Kiffin just said, look, I'm going to control what I can control. Hopefully they get out there. Now, here's what I'm going to ask you, okay? Because I was listening to some post-game stuff. Kevin Butler, Jeff Dantzler on the fifth quarter show last week, driving home from the Kent State Georgia game. And a lot of fans are the first to blame themselves. Like, fans are calling, I was in the stadium. Everybody left after the third quarter. The game wasn't done yet. Does that matter? Is that a viable excuse? Jake Fromm, quarterback, championship winning quarterback. Like, I get it. Sometimes the fans and or the players just aren't as juiced up to play specific opponents. I would highly doubt that Vaught-Hemingway Stadium, noon kickoff, two top 15 teams this weekend is going to look like a high school game. But what are your thoughts? Is that a viable excuse? Do you ever get upset with the fans or mad at the fans because they're not behind you enough in a game?
Me personally, it didn't matter to me if there's one person in the stands or 100,000. My job was to play football and compete.
So
I'm going to go compete, execute, and do my job. However, there's some really cool environments that I got to play in that I'll never forget because of that fan experience and just the night lights, whatever game it was, whatever situation, because of the fans, it made it an unbelievable experience. So it could definitely take it to the next level, but I think there's some messaging, some culture there that needs to come from the top down. Like Kirby, I think Kirby does a great job at it. of really connecting with the fans.
Yeah.
And getting them out there and just making the fans believe that they're a part of the success. And so I think that that comes from the top down.
I would agree. I think that's, and I've said this a million times, I think that's one of the most brilliant things Kirby has done in his tenure at Georgia. Like, he gets the fans to buy in, and they do. Like, they make shirts of the quotes that he says. They repeat what he says throughout the week. They put their hand in the pile, and they show up. I mean, look, I was there Saturday. Everybody was inside the stadium at kickoff. Kent State was just executing, and Georgia was turning the ball over. Can't say the same about Ole Miss. Forget who they played last week. It wasn't a big-time opponent. But the Grove is pretty sweet, especially on a great ball day. So that's a tough pull against a lesser opponent to get inside the stadium early. It won't be that way. Sometimes coaches do have to make those statements, and I'm glad Lane Kiffin did. We'll see what kind of response they get. I don't think it was necessarily a bad thing for Coach Kiffin to do, because he's saying, get your ass in the seats this weekend. We got a big game.
And I mean, let's be real. It ended up being a close game last week, 35-27 against Tulsa.
Okay, it was Tulsa, and it was 35-27. Yeah, so you need those third downs to be loud. Yeah. You need at least to get the offense to be thinking about a silent count, something like that, right?
Yeah, I agree. But moving on from here, I don't think that's going to be a problem this Saturday when Kentucky comes into town, and we'll touch on it later. But that's going to be a good football game.
It's going to be a great football game. Number 7, Kentucky at number 14, Ole Miss. We got that inside the 5 coming up. But the Realtree camo helmets are sick. Those are nice. Cool. Ole Miss, I think, has some of the best uni combos in the SEC entirely.
I love
with it. They're classic as well. It's really good looking.
I love the powder blue stuff. I love it. I think it's awesome. Big Realtree, big redneck guy. I love it.
Sweet.
I love it too. Sweet.
I love it too. All right, let's go third down. Here's one that I wrote down, but I've got another backup, so we got to touch on this quickly.
Okay.
Cade Mays's dad, who famously got his pinky chopped off during a recruiting visit, was suing the University of Georgia for $3 million. That case has been dismissed. Were you there? Were you there for the incident? Obviously, you know Cade. Were you on that recruiting visit? This story fascinates me. And here's something to know for the listeners. The chairs that they're talking about, I would liken them to like the sideline chairs on a basketball court. They are heavy. The metal is for real. If you were to sit down, have a 300-pound or whatever he weighs, pound man, snap that chair, and your finger is in the way, it is getting chopped off. That is how substantial these chairs are. And unfortunately for Mr. Mays, that happened to him during a recruiting visit. And I think, didn't Coach Pittman like pick it up and throw it on ice? Please tell me this story.
So, I wasn't there for the actual incident, but I was pretty much there for the whole thing, fiasco. Super unfortunate. The whole time, my jaw was just on the ground. I could not believe that this was happening on a recruiting trip. Because I remember it was me and Ben Cleveland. We were basically in charge of the task of getting Cade to come to Georgia.
You guys hosted him.
Hosted him, basically.
Gotcha.
And all of this goes on. And how are we going to come back from this?
So were you in the facility when it happened or no?
I wasn't at the dinner, but I was meeting up with Cade later. And we're picking him up from Butts. And basically I show up, and there's his mom and his dad, and he's got a giant towel wrapped around his hand. And they got like a cooler on ice, the whole nine. this was just crazy. You cannot make this story up. Super unfortunate. It's just kind of like, what do you say? How do you go about fixing the problem, other than stitching it on and it working again? But that wasn't an option. So how do you fix this? How do you stitch things up?
I mean, I don't know the answer to that question. Obviously, you get Ron Corson involved, who's one of the greatest athletic trainers in all of sports in the entire country. I'm sure he called up Piedmont Hospital and said, we have an emergency issue. Let's see if we can save this guy's finger. But was it a clean break? Did you see it? Did you see
it?
Finger?
Clean. Oh, it was clean.
You saw it.
Oh, it was clean. I mean, right off.
Where at? If you're watching on YouTube, is it here?
No, it was pretty
up here.
Yeah, it was pretty high up. Yeah.
Okay. So like fingernail, top knuckle, gone. Yeah. God bless, that had to hurt.
I feel terrible. I just thinking about it and talking about it, because I mean, just imagine if that happened to you. I like my fingers, you know?
Yeah. I mean, look, I like to play golf. Like I'm a pen and paper kind of guy. Like if that affects me, that's like my livelihood, right?
Oh my goodness. Oh,
what a story. I was reading, I was like, Jake had to be there. There has to be some sort of.
I was there. From what I remember, I think we ended up going duck hunting the next morning or shooting quail birds or something the next morning. So
was the dad there?
No, he wasn't there.
Okay. But, Oh man. It said the family was suing for $3 million in lost wages, medical bills, pain and suffering after Mr. Mays's right pinky finger was partially amputated and was wedged against the column in a folding chair, December 15th, 2017. And he still committed. Okay. That just goes to show you how good of a recruiter Jake Fromm is. Hey, your dad lost his pinky. Tough luck. You're still coming to Georgia, but they've dropped the case.
I was pretty underrated as a recruiter. So
no doubt. Crazy story. Had to get your thoughts on that. Last thing before we jump into our Bet the Fromm prize pick segment, I saw that the College Football Playoff Committee is currently meeting. A decision was not made, but they're looking to make the change to an extended playoff as soon as 2024. Sure. Now, I don't know if that's the 2024 season or after next year,
because after
the
playoff would be
in 2024. But here's what they want to do. They want to move the season to week zero. So right now, week zero, which is the last weekend of August, it's those few games to give us that little appetizer. They want week one to be week zero, and they want conference championship week to be Thanksgiving weekend. What are your thoughts? I like Thanksgiving weekend being the rivalry weekend. Being the buffer between conference championship weekend. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But that's what they're trying to vote on with the conference commissioners and the athletic director from Notre Dame. Quick thoughts on that?
Would love some clarification on if that meant where in the season that meant, with the 2023 and 2024 after 24 season. But for me, I just get very nostalgic about Thanksgiving weekend, playing Tech.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if we're playing on our field or their field. The field is just an absolute wreck after the entire season, especially when they were the wing T. As a former player thinking about the players, I think week zero would be kind of nice. Less camp and less on the back end.
Yeah, so, for sure.
I see it as a player. I think that would be kind of nice, but as a coach, I could see how it'd be pretty nerve wracking because going into the season, you're like, man, I didn't get all my stuff in to do this. We hadn't practiced enough, yada yada. So I don't know. There's a lot of angles to look at this from, but
there is a lot of angles, and I'll be interested to see what they decide. I think they're meeting again at some point in October, which is when they expect to have a decision. So I'll look into the timing of when that would happen, whether it is at the end of next year or the 2024 season. But things are changing in college football. We're going to 12 teams, and we'll see how they make that most efficient for all parties involved. So that was three and out. Quick little hitters there to get you ready for week five on the news and notes storyline front. Let's get into our prize pick segment. Hashtag Bet the Fromm hit last week. 4 out of 5. I put 20 in. I wanted to win 200, but you won me $40. So thank you very much, Jake Fromm. You made my weekend profitable, and I appreciate that. All you have to do is download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. That gives you a 100% deposit match up to your first $100. Prize Picks is the best daily fantasy game. You pick over or under your favorite players, and boom, you're locked in. So Jake has been rocking and rolling, cooking us up an entry of quarterback plays, and we lock it in. Keep in mind, you're going to be listening to this on a Thursday morning. Get the app going. Get in now because these lines are going to change. My man Jake Fromm makes the action happen. And we are going to cook one up this weekend. We got some awesome, awesome games on tap. And we'll be diving into that here in just a second inside the five. So prizepicks.com, download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code BUNT. All right, Jake, talk to me. Kentucky Ole Miss is going to be a great game. I see Will Levis and Jackson Dart on the board right now. We got some other action as well. Mississippi State's on there. Texas A&M's on there. Who do you like? Where are we going?
All right. So last week I had 5, I believe. This week I'm going to go with 3. The board's a little different this week. Didn't have your normal big hitters with Stett, with Bryce Young. So first up on the board, JJ McCarthy and the Michigan Wolverines go to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes.
Now, yes,
they have JJ McCarthy at 209.5
passing yards.
Yes. So he has been incredibly efficient as a passer. Now, maybe not the huge yardage you'll see at 300 yards or such, but I think this game is going to be, in, but they've also played in some blowouts. So he's really only getting like a half, half a game in. So I think this game's going to be a full three quarter game. So I think he'll be able to play more. I think 209.5 is an easy number for him to hit. I'm going over on this
He's going over 209.5 passing yards for Michigan quarterback JJ McCarthy taking on Iowa inside Kinnick Stadium. Iowa does have the number one ranked total defense in the country right now, but we'll touch on that inside the five. There's a reason I put that game on our pick. So JJ McCarthy, Michigan quarterback, over 209.5 passing yards. Next up.
Then we have Will Levis going in to Vaught Hemingway Stadium playing the Ole Miss Rebels. He's at 264.5. Now, this one kind of scares me a little bit because versus these quote-unquote, and forgive me for saying this, these quote-unquote scrub teams they've played, he has been blowing them out of the water, easy, over 300, no question about it. However, when they played Florida, he was at 212, kind of a little rocky on offense, didn't look as clean. So I think this Ole Miss game, I think it's going to be points on the board. Lane Kiffin, great offensive whiz. I'm going to go over. I don't think it'll be over by much, but I do think it'll be over 264.5. I expect him to be somewhere in the 270, 280 range.
All right. Expecting somewhat of a shootout. Kentucky Ole Miss. Will Levis, Kentucky quarterback, over 264.5 passing yards. And I think you're probably going to be going Jackson Dart here for number three. Is that correct?
Dude, I'm going to throw you a complete wild card here. Okay.
Love it.
Are you ready for this?
I'm so ready.
I'm going my boy Bo Nix.
Love it.
And the rolling Oregon Ducks right now. And they're play. They go to play the Stanford Tree, the Cardinals, whatever you want to call them. He's at 265.5. The last two teams Stanford played were USC and the other one was Washington. Both their quarterbacks had a lot of success throwing the football.
Okay.
I think Bo and the Oregon Ducks, they got a little momentum going. I think Bo will be over on this one as well. I mean, I love it. I love overs. When I go to look at the board, I'm like, man, as a quarterback, dude, this is cupcake.
Yeah.
Let me take this. Let's go over. See ya.
All right. Bo Nix, Oregon quarterback, taking on Stanford, over 265.5 passing yards. That's your hashtag bet the Fromm. We're keeping it light this week. That means you can go heavy and still make hay, which is what I will be doing. I will be posting this pick at Punt and Pass, at Drew Butler, at Fromm Jake. To recap, hashtag bet the Fromm. JJ McCarthy, Michigan quarterback, over 209.5 passing yards. Will Levis, Kentucky quarterback, over 264.5 passing yards against Ole Miss. And to round it out, Jake's buddy, Bo Nix, Oregon quarterback, over 265.5 passing yards against Stanford. Hashtag bet the Fromm. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. Check us out on socials. We'll be posting up our plays later on this week. I see a couple here too. I'm just going to throw these out. Jackson Dart, 44.5 rushing yards. I'm going to go under. I think Kentucky will be keyed in, keep him in the pocket. We cannot let him get loose. So I would go under Jackson Dart rushing yards.
Okay.
And I see Will Levis -6.5 rushing yards. I don't know. Keep in mind, sacks count against quarterback rushing yards in college. I'd stay away from that because you already have Will on your bet the Fromm, but I do like under Jackson Dart, 44.5 rushing yards. So if you want to get a little frisky, you know, put that in there and then blame me.
I like it though. I like that one though.
There you go.
I can give you a little crap about it because of your picks we'll have later on.
Yeah.
But yeah. I do like that pick though.
Okay, good. Thank you. I appreciate that. So at Prize Picks, at Punt and Pass, check us out on social media. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the promo code PUNT. Let's go inside the five, Jake. All these lines are from Bet Online. I stink out loud against the spread. I'm 5-10. You're 7-8, so you're kicking my tail. You're off to a great start this season. It is week 5. Things are bound to change. Let's start with this noon game. We've been talking about it a lot. Number
Coach,
7, Kentucky.
Coach, is that updated? If we're in week 5.
Oh, it's not updated. Wait, yeah, it should be updated.
If we're in week 5, that means they've played 4. Yes. 4 times 5 is 20.
I did not update that. I am 5 and 15. You are 9 and 11.
Ooh, man.
So I stink.
No, I went 3 and 2 last week.
You went 2 and 3. I got it right here.
No, I went 3 and 2.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Look at you calling me out. Look at all these notes I have. Hold on 1 second.
Hey, guys. For those listening, you got to watch this guy, okay?
Yeah. Where did it go? Okay, here we go. Punt pass week 4. Oh, you took Kent. That's right. 1. Wake.
Yes, sir.
2.
Yes, sir.
Ohio State. 3. There you go.
I'm back at 500, baby. I'm 500, baby.
And 10. All right, so let me just restart this. We're going inside the 5. I stink against the spread. I'm 5 and 15. Jake is 10 and 10. Is that good for you there, coach?
That's good. That's what I wanted. Awesome. Thank you.
Awesome.
Oh, makes me feel so much better about my
Let
day.
Let me go 5-0 now.
I'm gonna kill this test now.
I can't get one past you. Yeah, FINA 4000 or whatever the hell it is.
I'm gonna kill it.
I love it. All right.
Let's go.
Number 7, Kentucky, taking on number 14, Ole Miss. This game's at noon on ESPN. Ole Miss, 6.5-point favorite at home. The total is 53.5. What do you like about this game? Tell me about it.
I like Kentucky in this game. And really? You're gonna give me 6.5 points all day long. Ole Miss hasn't played anybody. And then last week, they played Tulsa Close. I think Lane Kiffin's gonna get them going, but I like Kentucky in this one. I really do. I think Kentucky has more to prove here. And I think the case and the argument is going to be made, especially after this week, that the SEC East is really putting it to the SEC West this year.
All right. Jake Fromm taking the 6.5 with Kentucky. I can't remember the last time Kentucky has won a meaningful football game. I just can't. I'm sorry, people. Okay. Call the Florida game meaningful. Call it whatever you want. They've beaten Florida a couple times in the past few years, but Ole Miss's schedule, they have got to win some of these early games. Now, obviously, they're 4-0. They haven't played anybody, as Jake just said correctly. Playing Kentucky, I probably don't think they expected them to be ranked in the top 10 at this point of the season. Then they get Vanderbilt. Then they get Auburn. They've got to win because this is the back end of their schedule. LSU, Texas A&M, Alabama, Arkansas. They go through a gauntlet. They know they've got to make hay right now. I think Lane Kiffin can get something dialed up on the offensive side to put some points on the board. I'll be interested to see if Jackson Dart and Luke Altmyer play, but I'm going to lay the 6.5 here. I think Ole Miss wins by a touchdown. Love the real tree camo unis as well. Can't pick against those. I like Lane Kiffin calling out the fan base. I think they'll respond well. So I'll lay the 6.5 with Ole Miss. We're on opposite sides there, which would probably mean you are on the right side. So it'd be a fantastic game though.
Well, I mean, look, are you sold on Jackson Dart as a passer? I mean, do you just quarterback to quarterback? Do you think Jackson Dart is going to stand a chance with Will Levis?
No, I mean, game? Will Levis, again, he's got all the intangibles.
Not that I think he's all world or anything, but I think he's a lot better than Jackson Dart right now.
Yeah, but I think too, you know what I like? I like Lane Kiffin's offensive mind better than Kentucky's offensive mind. Okay, I'm going with Lane Kiffin at home, put some points on the board. Again, you want to talk about a must win? Ole Miss has got to win this football game. There's no doubt about it. I think they win by a touchdown. I'll lay the 6.5.
Go ahead.
I put this game on here because there's some crazy statistics that we got to get out of the way. Number 4, Michigan taking on Iowa inside Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City. This game's at noon on Fox. So if you're toggling back and forth, these are probably the two games that you're watching to start your Saturday. Michigan is an 11-point favorite right now at BetOnline. The total is 42. Iowa, number 1 ranked scoring defense in the country. Dead last in total offense. That is a crazy, crazy dispersion, okay? They didn't score a touchdown against South Dakota State.
That's what I was. I know. That's what I was about to pull up. How do you not score a touchdown in this game? I think this is a complete disservice and an embarrassment to Michigan football that they're only an 11-point favorite in this game.
Do you want me to tell you why?
Go ahead.
Iowa, in their last 6 home games against AP top 5 ranked teams, are 5-1 straight up. They beat number 2 Michigan at home in 2016. They do not lose to top 5 ranked teams at home. Even better, Jim Harbaugh, who played football at Michigan, has never won inside Kinnick Stadium as a player or a coach. So, Jake, a lot of things are pulling you towards Iowa. If you read into the trends, if you read into the statistics, the number one scoring defense would tell you slow the game down to a snail's pace, which they'll do a really good job of because they can't score points, and try to keep this thing relatively close. I think 11 is way too many points. I'm taking Iowa. Oh. You're looking at me like I'm damn crazy. Hopefully you're watching this on YouTube. Hopefully Jake comes back next week and still respects
me. Man, maybe next week we'll be having a completely different conversation. I just don't see it, Coach. How are you going to score any points?
I mean, they are awful.
You got to score points to win. I don't care. Defense wins championships, and you bring up all the past things. You know what? That's the best thing about it, Coach. They're in the past.
Yeah.
And today is now. And Saturday, Michigan Wolverines are going to win by more than 11 points.
Okay. Jake Fromm laying the 11. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. That's why they call today a present.
Present. Right? That fantastic. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. Thank you for pulling that up.
There you go. All right. Let's go to the SEC on CBS, the 3:30 game. It's a good one. Number 2, Alabama, heading to Fayetteville to take on number 20, Arkansas. Alabama, 17.5-point favorite. The total here is 60.5. Can the Fighting Sam Pittmans come back after just a gut-wrenching loss to Texas A&M a week ago?
Oh, this one's so tough for me. Because I really like Arkansas to really fight with them and compete with them.
They did last year, 42-35. Later on in the season, it was a great
game. Yeah, great game. But also the side of me is like, Alabama has had too many bumps in the road already. So sooner or later, they have to get back on track and get rolling and be Alabama football. Mm-hmm. So when is that? Well, is it going to be after this game? Has it already happened and the Vanderbilt was the turning point and now they're just going to blow out everybody until they get to the SEC championship? How many bumps in the road does Alabama football get? And are we going to see another one? I like Arkansas.
Oh, you like Arkansas?
I like Arkansas.
Wow, yeah. Taking the 17 and
I say all that to say 17.5 points is a whole lot of points.
Yeah, it is. It is. Alabama, a year ago, and I keep going back to the past, you just told me, hey, this is a new year. It's a new game. Who cares about last year? Bryce Young threw for 560 yards and 5 touchdowns against Arkansas a year ago.
He don't have the same dudes.
I know. He does not have the same dudes. That is a fact. You know, this one tears me up too. Alabama has covered 3 games this season with 40-plus point spreads. That's pretty phenomenal. They were 20-point favorites against Texas a couple weeks ago. That obviously was dead as soon as the game kicked off.
Yeah.
Look, you don't get rich fading Alabama. It's one of my stalwart rules here on Punt and Pass. So I'm going to lay the 17.5. We're on opposite sides.
Stick to it. This is going to be a big swing one way or another.
Yes, it is.
Which is awesome.
I think Bama's finding their groove, to your point. I totally agree with you. They do not have the same dudes on the perimeter as they did a year ago. But I'm also going to go back to possibly a hangover type situation for Arkansas. Man, they should have won that game last week. Yeah. And those things should win the game around.
What does scare me about Arkansas, though, is just the turnovers, losing the ball a little bit. But 17.5 points is a lot of points for a big SEC West showdown.
All right, I'll lay them. Jake's taking them. 3 separate picks here on Punt and Pass inside the 5. Let's go to the 7:30 p.m. ABC game. Number 10 NC State heading to number 5 Clemson inside Death Valley. Clemson's a 6.5-point favorite. The total here, 40.5. It looks like Hurricane Ian might or might not be a factor. Sloppy weather, rain, but they're still planning on playing. College game day is going to be there. 87th meeting between these two teams, Jake. First time ever they've both been ranked inside the top 10.
Wow, really? That's a pretty good stat there. I really wanted you to go first on this one, and I just wanted to say I was just going to take whoever the opposite of whoever you took.
You know, the way we're rolling right now. I can respect that. And I will tell you who I have written down in my take. Sorry, I'm thumbing through my notes. Look, people, I take this very seriously. Clemson defense really struggled last week. Okay.
Yeah.
DJU in the offense picked up the pace big time and won.
Dang it. I know where you're going with this. I really wanted to pick NC State.
NC State beat number 9 Clemson a year ago in 2 overtimes. They also beat Clemson in Death Valley. I want to say in 2016 when Clemson were the defending national champions. They are not scared of Clemson. Clemson hasn't covered a game since week 1 against Georgia Tech. Sloppy weather, scoring's going to be low, close game. Give me the points. I'll take 6.5. I think this will be really good. It could come down to a field goal. I bet you Clemson wins. I'll take the 6.5 points, though. Man, did I talk you into riding with me on NC State there?
Well, I want to be a man of my word. And I said what I said. And so I like the pick of NC State. But because of what I said, I'm going to go with Clemson.
Okay.
Because I'm a man of my word.
Well, you know what? It could prove to be a great decision as things are trending inside the 5 throughout the 2022 season, because I am not doing very well. But we're on opposite sides there as well. Maybe we'll mind meld here for our last pick.
I think it's the
SEC Network, 7:30 p.m. game out in Columbia, Missouri, number 1 Georgia, taking on the Missouri Tigers. Georgia's a 28-point favorite. You think maybe the guys out west would be like, hey, they didn't look that good against Kent State. They did turn the ball over. We could keep this one a little bit closer from a point spread perspective, but the dogs are 28-point favorites. The total is 54. You've played in Como. What's that environment like?
I played when they just started with all the renovations on the stadium. So it's a little weird. The locker room's kind of up on a hill, small, it's kind of run down. I believe they have like a little bit of pink in the locker room too. So it's pretty weird.
Yeah. And you smoked them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We smoked. We got off to a really, really hot start in the first half. And then we kind of let off the brakes a little bit in the second half. I don't think that's what these guys are going to do.
Kirby's going in this game. Dog cussing them all week.
But yeah, I think he's on them. The dogs are really good on the road. Looking back, even though we're not looking back into the past, we're looking into the now.
Yes.
I think the dogs take care of business and cover by 28. I think it'll be a very similar situation to what happened in South Carolina. Maybe not quite as bad because that was an eye opener. That was pretty bad, but I think we'll see something like that come Saturday.
Another dominant performance expected by Jake Fromm from the Georgia Bulldogs. You know, looking at the demeanor of this football team, Georgia, of course, like what Kirby has been talking about, Ladd McConkey's like, yeah, I'm just really disappointed in Ladd. But nobody's more disappointed than Ladd himself. I'm like, what did he do? Poor guy fumbled and muffed a punt. Like, they are holding him to the fire. Like, I'm like, if you want to talk about expectations and a standard within a locker room, Stetson Bennett, like, had to go to the meeting, be like, look, I had to go talk to Ladd. I mean, poor guy. I'm like, people. This is crazy, but that's what they do. The excellence that is being set as a standard, the bar is so high. Don't turn the ball over, be efficient. I think Georgia tries to maybe find some run game this weekend. I know you've been talking about that a pretty good bit. Stay creative, take care of business on the road. I think Georgia specifically historically, but also in the Kirby era, gets very focused when they go on the road. It's time to get away. You know, you're more closed-minded. This will be their longest road trip of the season, I believe, and then Kentucky later on. I agree with you. Get back on track. Shut the haters up. You're seeing people comparing like Alabama and Texas to Georgia and Kent State. I think that is a wild reach. Look, we're on the same side here. I'll lay the 28 with Georgia. Call this a get-right game against a division opponent, but they got too much firepower. I think the defense steps up, creates a few turnovers. They should take care of business. This will be a great game to watch. Probably a little bit cooler out in Columbia. I haven't checked the weather, Jake, but I'm going to lay the 28 here as well.
I love that take you had about Coach Smar and Stetson talking about Ladd and basically just acting like he just has committed the ultimate sin and will never get into heaven. You know, like what?
I was listening. I'm like, what are they talking? I thought I missed something. I was like, oh my God, did Ladd do something like really bad? They're like, no. He just muffed a punt. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
But it's a great take that the standard, the bar has been set so high that just any non-excellence is just looked so down upon.
Yeah. That's great. That's how you breed champions.
That is how you breed excellence.
Has done. Clear skies, low of 48 on Saturday. So it'll be in the 50s, maybe low 60s. Those guys will be flying around, dude. That is perfect football weather.
That is really good football weather. It feels awesome here in Athens today.
Yeah,
man, this is awesome. This is what fall football is about. Hopefully, it stays around for a while.
No doubt.
And man, hopefully for all the folks down there in Florida, man, praying for y'all. That's rough coming your way. Be safe.
Stay safe. Absolutely. Oof. All right. Well, that was Inside the Five. Great slate of games this weekend. Check out puntandpass.com. I'll post those picks with the correct season records. Jake, you held me accountable. Thank you. I appreciate that. That was an accounting error on my fault. Speaking of accounting, great.
Our viewers. Finance our, test. Thank you. Our viewers, I mean, they need to know.
I know. Yep. They do. They absolutely need to know. You also need to know what we're doing for the Bet the From this weekend. Hashtag Bet the From. That, of course, will be available on Prize Picks. Download the Prize Picks app. Go to prizepicks.com. Use the promo code PUNT. Tell your family, tell your friends. 100% deposit match up to your first $100. Prize Picks is the best. Cross-sport entries, 10x your money. Payouts are instant. The best daily fantasy game. Braves Mets this weekend, NFL Thursday through Sunday, college football, wall-to-wall action. There is nothing better. PrizePicks.com. Download the app. Use the promo code PUNT. Follow us on social media at From Jake. I'm at Drew Butler at Punt and Pass on Twitter and Instagram. Check out our merch at puntandpass.com. Jake, anything on the way out, brother?
Man, excited. Good weather. Going hunting tomorrow. Gonna have a big buck down. Let's go.
Big buck down and take care of business on that FINA 4000 test this evening, my man. All right. Have a great weekend and we will talk to you on Monday. See ya.